Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 95, Allie. Yawning from lack of sleep, I walked with Jace into Redwood into my locker, resting my head on his shoulder. People looked over at us, pointing at me and whispering behind our backs like we didn't notice. It felt too much like when the entire school had found out that Jace and I were fucking, and Principal Vaughn had posted flyers all over the corridor about it. I ignored their stares and opened my locker, pulling out my books for biology class, a sticky note that I was damn sure I hadn't left sticking out of one of the sections. I flipped open to it, wondering if this would give me a clue as to whatever everyone was whispering about, and found myself staring down at the reproductive health section. After rolling my eyes and thinking nothing of it, I handed the book to Jace and continued rummaging through my locker for my tablet that I used to take notes. As I found it, the notorious quarterback God, not, sauntered up to the lockers and smirked at Jace.
"Heard you're pregnant with someone else's baby," Carter said to me.
My eyes widened slightly as I shut my locker and narrowed my eyes. "Who told you that?" I asked him, completely taken aback. I grabbed my books from Jace and inched closer to him to keep my distance from Carter. Who knew what he had up his sleeve today? It was always something.
"The good old Redwood Journal," Carter said, tapping on his phone.
The school newspaper, run by a bunch of nerds, had an entire article titled "Redwood Will Burn," and their predictions about which great Redwood star would fall next. And today's headline was, "Unexpected Pregnancy and Even More Unexpected Baby Daddy." I ran my hand over my face and snatched his phone, scrolling down as Jace looked over my shoulder at the article that had nothing but lies written all in it. Lies that said, "Allie Hall is pregnant, the father is Carter, and that is why Jace and Carter have been fighting these past few weeks."
"Looks like we're having a baby together, princess," Carter said, throwing me a wink. "Why don't you fuck off, Carter?" Jace said, shoving the phone against his chest. "What did you do to have the newspaper run some shit like this? Fuck one of the writers or something?"
Carter smirked.
"Actually, I didn't do anything. I'm as shocked as you are. Who knew I'd find out that Allie was pregnant with my child? I thought it'd be just another day at Redwood Academy, and I guess it is."
Carter shoved his phone back into his pocket and walked down the hall, holding up one hand as if in victory.
"I'm going to be a teen dad!"
Before Jace could go after him, I caught Jace by the wrist. "Don't bother. He's not worth the time or the punishment," I said, gnawing on the inside of my cheek. But I was worried about the fact that someone had found out that I'd had to lie to Harlan about being pregnant. "How do you think everyone found out?" I whispered to Jace, ignoring the stares as he walked me to biology.
"My dad?" Jace said through gritted teeth.
I thought he didn't want anyone to know.
"He doesn't want anyone to know that I got you pregnant. He wants the attention off him so he can still be that perfect fucking father that everyone in Redwood thinks he is. He fucking pisses me off."
"We can't back out of this lie, though. We have to keep up the pregnancy act at least until we handle him, which means that..." I glanced down the hall to see all our friends waiting outside of biology class. "We have to lie to everyone, even our friends."
"You have to lie to them," Jace said, letting go of my hand. "I gotta head over to gym class."
"Jace, you're just gonna..." He kissed me on the lips and winked.
"Good luck."
I glared at his departing figure, wanting nothing more than to give him the middle finger for leaving me to answer all the questions. But this was my idea, and I'd rather endure the terrible high school drama and bullying than have Mom dead.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.